You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, Theo Walcott to score and Arsenal to win. It was 6-5, now 6-4. Alvaro Negredo to score and Middlesbrough to win was 18-1, now 25-1. This game on the same day as Arsene Wenger's 67th birthday. So happy birthday to Mr. Wenger. He's won his two previous Premier League games that have been played on his birthday. 1-0 versus Man City in 2005 and 4-0 versus Reading in 2006. I never thought I'd see the day, Tom, either, when Walcott to score and Arsenal to win was 6-4, but it's here.
Hold on, every single week there's something to do with Arsene Wenger here. I know it's his birthday, but it feels like every single week there's some Arsene Wenger milestone. If it's how many games, how many years he's been at Arsenal, all right, we get it. This is like the longest farewell ever, isn't it? But look, there's no doubt his team are playing well. You know, his team are playing really well. They're scoring a lot of goals. I mean, the Swansea game last week in the league, it could have ended up 8-2. It could have been 3-3. And that's the kind of gamble, isn't it, with Arsenal? But look, they're up against the Middlesbrough side, who a good friend of mine is a Middlesbrough fan, and he is just inconsolable at the moment. You know, there's nothing I can say that cheers him up about Middlesbrough's chances this season. And in fact, the worst thing he's doing at the moment is he's online and he's looking at stats. He's looking through reams of stats just to try and give himself some hope. I said, go with your gut instinct. You've been watching every game. You've gone to every game this season. You know they're not playing well. And he's just staring at stats which show that Middlesbrough are in the bottom two for chances created, total shots, shots on target, successful crosses and passes in the final third. He sent me that text in midweek and said, do you think there's any chance of an improvement? I went, no, I don't think so. Middlesbrough just aren't up to it. And the thing with Swansea last week at the Emirates is, you know, Swansea have still got that threat on the counter-attack. They've got that little bit of pace and it always kept Arsenal a little bit on the back foot. Middlesbrough will play right into Arsenal's hands. Ita Karanka's yet to show the tactical nous, really, that sets him apart. You know, the great managers or the managers that deserve a place at the top table get more out of a group of players than maybe they should do. And he's not doing that. They're so one-dimensional. They're very slow. And I don't think they're a goal threat at all for Arsenal this week. And players, as you mentioned, now Walcott, understandably so. You know, he's part of the enhanced odds. Sanchez as well, of course, has moved up top and been brilliant. I can only see a comfortable Arsenal victory, a routine Arsenal victory, and I can't see Middlesbrough scoring. So I'd go for an Arsenal win to nil. I like the look of Sanchez to really sort of fill his boots here, 2 or more at 4-1. But this is a comfortable Arsenal victory all day long.
Arsenal 2, win to nil, 3-4. That's available out here with William Hill. And as mentioned, Alexis Sanchez to score 2 or more in the game is 4-1. And Middlesbrough's only Premier League win this season, by the way, has come against bottom club Sunderland. And they've only kept one clean sheet in their last 19 away Premier League fixtures. That was away at West Brom, who probably set up for the 0-0 draw anyway. Derek, Arsenal versus Middlesbrough, 1-4 the Gunners.
Yeah, well, if you woke up on Saturday morning and you thought, I fancy back in a 1-4 poke today, well, this would be it, because, you know, it's as near a gimme as you're going to get. It sounds odd for me to say that about Arsenal, because normally, you know, over the years, I've stayed well clear of them. But it's mainly because, not because Arsenal are playing superbly well, which they are, by the way, but it's because Borough are playing against them, and they're absolutely shocking. They've got 2 points from their last 18, Middlesbrough. And if you watched them against Watford last week, you wonder where on earth those points came from. They looked as though they could have played for a day without scoring. In fact, watching the game, it felt like they did. I can't believe they're so ponderous, so unmenacing. They just never look like mustering an attack that's likely to end in a goal. And, yeah, whatever Arsenal win by, it's going to be 2-0 to me. Sanchez to score is just under even money. Score at any time, 19-20. The way he's playing right now, I mean, he's a class apart, and I think gift that one. But I'm also going to go for Arsenal -2 at 7-4. I can see them winning this in a cakewalk.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with 4 or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.